Love.
Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Yo.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good. Do you remember when yo became a thing?
Yeah, I think it was after Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. Dun, 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 yo, Vanilla.
No, it was yo.
Oh, yeah. It was a show called Yo
MTV Raps.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was a lot. I think Pepsi had a dude showed up then. The Pepsi dude sketched out.
Oh, yeah.
Fido, I think his name is.
Fido. No, that was a 7-Up kid. That was a 7-Up.
Oh, the 7-Up kid. Right. So irrelevant to love, sex, and dating. I know.
That's what we do. We love digressing.
We should. That's our middle name. Actually, my middle name is Subtle. That's what I go with.
I see.
Uh-oh. Rogue, Subtle, and then our ex last name. Because I am so subtle. Anyhow. Yeah, I have to do some taking of the bulls by horns this week. But that is for later in the show. We've got exciting things, as always. Love, sex, dating, all being addressed right here by Prem and Rogue. I'm Rogue, by the way.
And I am Prem.
My brother. We are really brother and sister.
Hello.
Forget to remind you, but we assume you know this, right? That we are
a real brother-sister duo.
We're the real thing.
So this is the podcast where we take on all the questions that people were afraid to ask or to even address. But here we are, the brother-sister duo, and we take on everything that is thrown at us.
Not literally, don't throw anything at us, okay?
We virtually get thrown stuff at.
That's... Well, we're safe behind your smartphone and desktop screen. And we like it that way. So send us your questions. We are accessible by DM, tweets, Facebook, and inbox at LSDcast. And email is lsdcast@sonolog. Okay, so we'll stop plugging ourselves. That just sounded bad in the context of love, sex, and dating. But you know what we meant. And we'll get on with our questions. We're going to talk about masturbation and...
too much closeness. But we're going to take a quick break and we will be back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
We're back and we're going to talk about possessiveness, getting too close, and the limitations and the expectations when you meet somebody new. So when you jump into dating, whether it's online or you meet somebody cool somewhere, bar, party, arranged, whatever, there are sort of steps that people take, right, towards intimacy. Like there are pretty well-documented stages that people go through. Sometimes people switch them around. Like people sometimes immediately sleep with somebody and then the intimacy comes later.
True.
But for a lot of other people, especially in India where some are more conservative about how they progress. You chat more, you spend more time together until finally you assume you're mutually exclusive.
Right.
But sometimes things don't go according to that progression.
No, they don't. So this actually brings me to the question that we've been asked by Rahul.
Love.
And.
Danger.
And Rahul writes in saying that he got this message from a girl that he's been dating for just 2 weeks. And he got this message from her saying that, I know that we haven't discussed or defined what we are, but I take it that you are exclusive with me because I'm exclusive with you. And I just wanted to basically put my insecurities at rest, LOL. So Rahul's question is like, what the fuck? Like, why do women do this? Like, why the fuck do women do this all the time? Like, it's been just 2 weeks. Everything has been good. They're just, you know, getting to know each other.
Aww.
And she pops this question way too soon. So Rahul sent her this question, but he hasn't sent her a reply yet because he's just super annoyed. And I think Rahul, that's a smart choice, man. A smart decision. It's always better to take a step back, breathe, think, and then...
really loudly.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Take a mic, breathe very loudly into it, annoy some people around you, and then make a decision. That always helps. Ask Rogue. She has to hear it all the time.
Yeah, if you need a mic, just tell us. We've got extra. Okay, Rahul.
So Rogue, what do you think? Yeah.
I think waiting to respond is definitely a good idea. But also judge what you're doing. Because if this girl is so eager, in 2 weeks she wants an answer about like whether you're exclusively dating, she's probably going to take your silence as a rejection or some sort of thing that's full of meaning. So you have to sort of, I mean, obviously you do what you have to do. If you're unable to respond right now, great, take your time, but also be aware that this person is clearly jumping the gun and is probably not the most patient girl in the world.
Yeah, but that also brings me to this one notion.
No, so maybe the thing to do is say, you know, I need a little time to respond.
Great. You heard that from Rogue, Rahul. So, Rogue, just a thought.
Mm.
Isn't this what women think anyways? Like, just from the get-go? Like, it's in the back of their mind. They just maybe are courteous or conscious of not letting the guy know that they are complete freaking control freaks and psychopaths. And
they really
want to know exactly where they stand. But they don't, because they know how crazy they are. So I think that this girl just spoke her mind.
Yeah, she did.
And I think in my books, like 2 weeks is very soon. But from a woman's point of view, is it?
Okay, so we're just going to let all that hang in there for a minute. And then I will address it. So, Prem.
You forgot to take a deep breath.
Oh. How's that?
Wonderful.
It sounded like I was slurping something.
It was.
Right. So, may I just point out to you that there is no general woman out there. Every woman is different. Thank you very much. And that there are men who do this too, that jump the gun in 2 weeks, in 3 days, in one date. I've had people want to be exclusive in one date.
Mm.
So don't do this. Don't generalize.
Yeah, you have a point.
This girl is clearly on a fast-forward mode. She is on a schedule. 2 weeks is obviously enough for her to have decided she likes this guy or like whatever is going on in her life that she wants this to be something.
Mm.
And so she's asked him, and points to her for putting it out there and asking outright. I think that's really great.
Okay.
Maybe a little misguided in timing, but you know, more power to her.
So basically, Rahul, you just have to decide whether you like this girl or not. Because if you do, then there are many ways to go about it. And you just tell her that, hey, you know, that's so sweet of you to ask me that.
No, it took you
2 weeks to ask me that? I was expecting this question last week.
Don't be an asshole.
Okay, Rahul, don't say anything of the sort. But just acknowledge what she's asked you. Be nice about it. And just put her at ease, saying that, you know, it's so new and it's so exciting and I'm really happy to, you know.
No.
Why not?
Don't say stuff you don't want to say. Just be honest with her and say, look, I like you. I don't know where this is going. If you're okay to find out together and not like rush me, fine. If you don't and you want to move on.
Okay.
Feel free. Like, but you decide what you want.
I think that if anyone was to choose that route, you know, women, like, okay, not all women, but most women.
Thank you.
Would just take the latter, because by the chemical thing in their brain, they'll only be able to pick up like the worst part of that message.
No, yeah, women are stupid.
Yes.
They'll pick up all the little tiny bits of hope that's been dangled. Oh, it's not a no. Great, he's in love with me. He just doesn't know how to say it. Or he's just got different hang-ups. Or he's just waiting for the right time. And people will make excuses for the men they like till the cows come home. No. I don't think there's a hard and fast rule on this one. But Rahul, you know, this is a good time for you to figure out what you want. You're pissed off because you're being put on the spot. But think about it. Do you like this girl enough? Do you really want to find out what's going on with you two? If you do, then be upfront with her and say, look, it could go either way. Mm. I want to know. But I can't do this with you breathing down my neck. If you're on a time frame, if you're on a schedule, then we need to decide that we're not going to do this together. Mm. That's what I would do.
So, Rahul, you heard it. You can either go the really smooth, suave, the, you know,
cheesy,
the romantic, you mean, way, or you can go the other way by really saying it how it is. But again, both of the viewpoints that you just got, they were not rude. And you should keep that in mind.
And they're erring on the side of being honest.
Yes.
So don't lead her on.
Yes.
If you don't think you're going to be mutually exclusive ever.
Yeah? Do not do that. You'll be just harming yourself.
Yeah.
All right, Rahul. So you got advice on that. Wish you all the best. We would love it if you could actually let us know how it played out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Invite us to the wedding if there is one, okay?
All right. So stick around for some masturbation.
Okay, then.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back.
And it's time for the sex question on our show.
Sex.
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 So, you know, Rogue, as adolescents, I mean, when it kicks in, especially with boys, you spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
What?
Happens from the age of 13... all the way up till you're 60.
60? But that's adolescence for boys.
60. Yeah, of course, because men never grow up. But between the ages of like 14, I would say like 14 to like 20.
Yeah.
Your hormones are like playing havoc. Okay. They're just going crazy. So any thought, any kind of like touching, rubbing, tight clothing, jeez, tight underwear sets things off,
my
and then
God,
you've got to like excuse yourself, release, and come back. So
I'm so glad I was not a teenage boy. Sounds like torture.
Yeah, it's not every teenage boy. It's not uncommon at all. In fact, I remember I was given a book by our mom, which was about puberty and how only you know that you have an erection. Nobody else does. So how does one deal with situations and embarrassing situations like that? So I wanted to know, I know that we are going to be addressing this in our next question, but how common is it for women to do that, to excuse themselves and satisfy themselves and come back smiling?
Come back smiling, right. I would wager that generally speaking, it's not like that for girls. Of course, there are girls who have raging hormones as well and have particular itches to scratch with boys. But generally, in my experience, it's not like that. Like maybe the written word, romance novels are hugely catering to adolescent girls. And there's all kinds of soft porn involved in them, but not every touch, every look, every tight clothing. Jesus, no. Is turning women on. But that said,
that's only for the guys.
Clearly. We have a question that deals with this. And you're going to laugh because it's going to sound so mild to you. Our listener Rowena has written in to ask that she thinks she's masturbating a lot. And it's not
What is a lot?
Like 2 to 3 times a day.
Really?
She's an adult though. She's not an adolescent boy. And she's in between boyfriends. She's masturbating a lot, 2 to 3 times a day. And at this point, she says self-love is the best love. She's single. but she's worried about what this would mean for when she's next in a relationship. She doesn't intend to stay or does not hope to stay single forever. And I thought that was such an interesting question, so I picked it for us to answer.
It is, yeah, but it's rather so simple in my mind. It's, I mean, it's funny, but I like it because Rowena is so bold to come up and express, you know, what she does in her spare time. And but it's very simple because if she's worried about what will happen when she's in a relationship, is quite elementary, because if she's in a relationship and she's being satisfied, then that other stuff will stop. But if she finds herself...
Or not.
So if she finds herself pleasuring herself more than her partner would do to her, then it's clear that... So she's not satisfied with her partner. And even that's okay, but she needs to find out for herself.
See, I don't agree with you. I feel like they're two different things, and they're two different techniques and two different kinds of pleasure. And I don't think they have a causal correlation. Like, just because you have one doesn't mean you don't want the other, and that it's supposed to satisfy the same thing in you.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is that if she's with a partner and she can still go ahead and help herself, and that would like maybe accentuate the pleasure, which is fine as long as there's another person involved.
Or augment it, whatever. Not at all. So I know people who still masturbate in the shower and have a satisfying sex life too. It's a different thing for them. It's whatever. Habit, pleasure, whatever. And these are women. So it's just what they do. And they also shared with me that it helps them. It keeps them in touch with their bodies. It helps them orgasm better, faster when they're with a partner. And there are so many benefits to masturbating. Why would you turn your pleasure over to somebody else when you're so good at doing it yourself?
Mm.
So that's one viewpoint.
Wow, that's like...
I think it's a valid
thinking
one.
Thinking like a man.
or...
No, even though men would just prefer to like stick it into something than do it themselves.
Well, fair enough. But you know, there is such a thing as knowing how to... So actually, a lot of men prefer to finish off with their hand, right?
Yeah.
This is the thing. Because they know pressure, speed, tempo better than some random person
mm-hmm.
or a partner.
Absolutely.
Because they've done it for so long. In fact, men are really good at this because they've been masturbating so much for so long, while women, there's such a taboo about it. You know, if anybody sees a little girl touching herself, immediately her hand is whacked off and she's told, don't do it. Right? So it's very secretive.
I think that would go with a guy as well. I can't see any boy.
Yeah, don't do that.
touching his penis and be like, oh, beta, koi baat nahi, ho jata hai, koi baat, lage raho. Hum 5 minutes baad aate hain.
Are that's not true. In college, and in fact, the TV shows that document this, there are so many boys who just sit with their hands in their pants and they only take them out when there are girls around. In front of boys or whatever, they just do it.
Yeah, they scratch themselves and... act all cool. Look at me, I got balls.
Yeah. Also, I have to say, it's because the anatomy is just out there. While in girls, it's just,
yeah.
You know, not as accessible. It's not in your face. It's a little hidden. So maybe that's part of it. They just have to deal with it every day. And if you're saying, you know, that you get an erection like every 6 seconds.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to ignore. Anyway, we've gotten off topic. But Rowena, I think practice makes perfect, man. Do what you want to do as much as you want to do it. If you feel like you've got like a sex addiction or something later, then check it out. But
well,
I don't see a problem.
Rowena, I'm just like tickled with this question in general. But Rowena, firstly, I must say that I'm very tickled by your question. And... I think that, you know, you know your body best. So I would leave all decisions, of course, to you, whether it's right or wrong. That's not up to us. It's about how you feel about it. And I think that you're on the right track. But your question about will it affect your sex life, the answer to that is absolutely not. And also, Rowena, to answer your question, will it affect your sex life? The answer is absolutely not. In fact, you knowing what pleasures you would actually help your partner in actually pleasuring you even more. And I don't think that any male, any man, or any partner would be would take it badly. So I think it's literally a win-win situation for you. So you go, girl. Do what you have to.
Yeah, just be discreet. Don't do it in the movie theater.
Yes, don't. All right, so I think that wraps up our sex and dating question for this episode.
Yes, and we'll be back after this little break.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
So in our little break through ESP, of course, Prem and I were chatting about...
Yes, because that's what we do.
We really just use this medium for you guys. We were talking about our adolescence and how different it is for a boy and girl. I just can't get over it. Like this whole idea of getting erections all the time, it's a physical thing. Does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt, but I mean it's there, it's uncontrollable, it's like popping out of your pants.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
And you're saying this was happening in school, like around us when we were, in 8th, 9th, 10th grade, 11th grade?
Oh yeah, oh my God, of course.
All the boys. Damn.
It's ridiculous, yeah. I wouldn't say like 100 out of 100, but I would say like at least like 60...
Holy cow. Okay, so what do you guys do then? Like, do you have to hold like books and stuff in front of your crotch to hide it? What is the, like, what do you do?
You know what's really funny is that we used to joke about this in school. So we all had a buzzkill, like either like an image that you think of and then your erection just dies. So with me...
Okay.
With a bunch of us, we decided that it was our chemistry teacher. I can just picture her right now.
And she taught chemistry. How sad is that?
And she taught chemistry. That is. And that was it. That was my buzzkill for years.
That was your safe word.
It really was. So like that, a lot of boys had had different images and ideas.
Too funny.
Of course, like to have your mum or your dad is like super uncomfortable because that can actually scar you for your sex life in the future. So it's better to take like a stranger.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for that tip. Some of us go the other way where we think of hot strangers to enhance our sexual pleasure. But clearly it goes the other way as well when you think of a very not hot stranger to douse the flame. Good to know.
Yes.
Now I'm really thinking back to all the boys who were in class with me.
I guess you never knew and you might never know.
No, never even thought about it. There was this one time when a friend of mine and I got, so we had school uniforms, of course, and our shirts were white, our tops were white. We got caught in a downpour because like idiots, we went out to like walk in the rain in the break or whatever. And our shirts got really wet and they got really transparent. And we were wearing white bras underneath them. And things got a little see-through, Mandakini style, I guess. Which we didn't realize until we sort of paused and we noticed this boy following us. So essentially, we couldn't go back to class. And we had to spend like 4 hours hiding in the bathroom till our shirts dried. And this chap like bunked all his classes.
Wow.
To basically stand outside the bathroom door. Waiting for us to emerge. We were so creeped out.
I think that explains a couple of things. One, they probably had a giant boner for 4 hours waiting. Or he just...
And he was a stalker, a psychopath.
Yeah, he just wanted to capture a memory so that he could use later when he's by himself.
But I think he got enough. No, he saw us for like a minute while we were running to the bathroom. Anyway. And now you tell me everybody... was walking around with erections. Ew.
Yep.
Great. Thanks for really affecting my nostalgia.
There you go. That's what brothers are for.
Revisionistic history. Anyhow, all right. We are done with this show for now. We will catch you on the next episode. We release every Sunday. Subscribe to us, like us, rate us. Please, please review us. If you like what you hear, tell other people about us. We would love you for that.
Yes, we would. Just like that. We love you.
All right.
Until next time.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ru.
A Sonologue production.